Alright, Faded.
Yes?
You want to start or shall I start?
You can start.
He has a great voice. A couple of things bother me about this. The one ear thing bothered me. I can only hear it in one of my ears.
Yes! I wrote that too!
And the same thing I disliked about him in the audition, I disliked about him in this performance. It was so boring and like there was no emotion. And I originally said no to his audition, but Clary convinced me that he should have another chance to try with music. And so I said yes, giving him the other chance to try with music. And I don't really feel like there was any improvement in the emotion or anything with the music. And again, a song like this, you can really be emotional with. And it just wasn't there for me. I like his voice a lot. This one, to me, this made Cookies and Mega Dizzy really exciting, their performances, comparatively. What did you think?
Yeah, I kind of zoned out for this one. It was very one level and, like, very repetitive. Was there a watch?
That is the alarm that means... I don't know what it means, but...
It means it's time to keep
judging. That is the Irish alarm.
It's time to keep... Oh, yeah, he's Irish.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk to him.
Okay. The thing... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was also going to say there was too much vibrato for me in this.
I actually think he has maybe the best voice so far that we've heard tonight. At least male. The best male voice. But I don't know. I can't, the one ear thing coupled with the lack of performance really bothered me.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't very impressed with this.
But, like, the thing is there's still a chance he could go through because I like his voice so much. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, people are going to think you're crazy. You start talking like a normal human being.
Never!
Are you
I
ready
had a lot
on?
Of coffee.
Are you ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay.
2 a.m. and she calls me because I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe. May he turn 21 on the base at Fort Bliss just a day. He said the flask in his fist, ain't been sober since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while, but my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles. Wanna hold him, maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, boys. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe. Just breathe. Oh. Each end of this tunnel you shout, cause you're just as far in as you'll ever be out. And these are mistakes you've made, you'll just make them again if you'd only try turning around. 2 a.m. and I'm still awake writing a song. If I get it all down on paper, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of a crowd, cause these words are my diary screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to, but you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass table. No one can find the rewind, but now sing it if you understand. And breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe. Oh.
Most ironic song choice of the night, because I wanted her to just breathe in the song. I want the first time we're like cars on a cable, it was like we're like cars on a cable, like she took a breath in the middle of the phrase, and then
yeah.
The last time she did it, that same phrase, she was running out of breath at the end and you could tell. So like I don't want her to do jumping jacks while she's singing. I just found it ironic. The song is called Breathing. There are inappropriate breaths being taken. But big voice and great singer, which is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree that there were some phrasing issues with where she was breathing. Her voice was really, really nice, which it is, because it always is. Her enunciation was really weird on the bridge. Did you notice that when she said at each end?
No, I did not notice
it was
that.
Like, it was something
you're just
like,
calling everyone out on the enunciation.
And then, or something. It was like really weird enunciation.
Say it again. How did it go?
At like EHN or something. I forget exactly what it was, but I wrote it down because I was like, that was weird. Also, on the first verse, it sounded like you were smiling.
It sounded like she was smiling through the whole song. I was like, yes, flashing his fist, yes.
I was like,
He's
okay.
Gonna drink.
I think you're missing the point of the song here. It's not exactly happy. I was really thrown off because I was like, why is she smiling?
This was a unique interpretation of the song.
I guess, but I was really confused, especially the first verse. I always find as like one of the saddest. And
she is a flask is half full kind of girl.
I guess. I thought her emotion could have been better throughout. Part of the reason I love this song so much is that I feel like there's such a like subtle like pain underneath the whole thing, which I don't think she got in this. Like that's like this is one of the songs that like I can listen to and it will like make me cry because it's like so
well,
powerful.
Well, maybe if she had sent me a test take of it earlier, I could have told her that.
Maybe, but her voice is really good on it, and I mean she's a very strong singer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know. Again, maybe not the most memorable performance, but it was a solid.
Yeah.
This is going to be difficult tonight. I don't have anything else to say about this.
Me neither.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
I'm
All right. Now you've heard Farrah.
Yeah. Why haven't I heard her ever before, ever?
Because you don't listen to anything on VH.
Yes, I do.
I haven't been listening to The Voice, obviously.
Well, I haven't had time because I have a job now. So,
yeah.
But yeah, whoa, I was kind of shocked by this.
Let me tell you something, Faded.
What?
If Farrah does not win this show, there is something seriously wrong. She has probably the best voice from someone that isn't famous that I've ever heard. And not only that, she doesn't sound like anyone else. Like, she has her own style. She does things that are outside of the box. And to me, she's a true artist. She's special, and I am absolutely in her corner on this show, and I hope that she wins the whole thing.
Yeah, wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Why isn't she famous?
Exactly.
I'm really confused by that fact. Are you sure she's not famous?
She is not famous, and she's self-taught. She's never had a voice lesson, which to me also is impressive.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What?
So not only did she not do Helena straight, like she did an orchestral arrangement, she also did a lot of cool things with her voice and the melody, like towards the end when she was doing like that really high harmony.
Uh-huh.
It just made the song so much like really haunting. And I know that in the auditions, Autumn was saying she doesn't like when you squeak, but I really like that, what you do, because it's unique to you, and I like when you do that. So don't listen to Autumn because you're not on her team, and she's kind of an idiot, as is Princess Clary.
What's squeak?
She has almost a country kind of twang that she does sometimes. I noticed in the very first verse, I don't know if that's what Autumn was talking about, but I liked everything about this. What did you think?
I liked every minuscule moment of it, and I'm very confused about why you're not famous, and I don't really know what to say to you, because all of my notes, okay, I'll just read them. they say, ooh, pretty, and then they say, OMFG, WTF, this is going on my iPod. And then they say, in all caps, who is this and why isn't she famous?
Also,
wow.
This girl's young, too, compared to, like...
She is?
I think she's, like, 17.
What?
So, yeah, she's...
I'm so confused.
You're a very, very special person. I mean, she's a very special person. She's and I think that she's
fantastic.
Going to be... Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm in her corner.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that was great.
with a song like this, there was, I think, a danger of it becoming... You really have to own it vocally with an orchestral arrangement, because the orchestration is like... It's so easy to focus on the orchestration. And so if you're not a presence in the song vocally, then it's easy to get lost in the song. But she completely owned this song.
Yeah, and I think it was a really smart choice for her, because, like, that's something that nobody else will be able to duplicate.
Right,
you know?
Stood out.
Yeah, and like, everything she did with this was like, perfect. Like, the choices she made, and, like, it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to, yes.
She's fantastic.
Yes.
Fan-freaking-tastic, in fact.
Let's go to... Do you have anything else you want to say about Farrah?
Nope.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. So surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And you can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
All right, Faded Phantom. This is the last one for us for the night, and then we have to make our decision shortly. But I love this guy as a person, and I did fight for him in auditions because I felt he deserved a chance to sing with music. And I can tell he is not familiar with mixing so much, and I know he will get so much better with mixing, but I don't know that I can afford to give him one of my four spots and just hope that he gets better with mixing. I did like the emotion, and I love that he just... I felt like he went for it, like, singing-wise. I don't feel like he held back at all, and I like that a lot.
Yeah. Also, his quality.
I think he put some sort of effect on his voice that didn't work so
well.
Yes,
because I've heard him talk, and his voice was
clear. Where have you heard him talk at?
On HCLE, he was a guest star. Unless he was, like, with Ambie, which is possible.
It is possible.
I didn't ask if they were together, but I suppose they could have been.
I think he works in Orlando.
In Orlando, right? Yeah, and I don't think she was in Orlando at the time.
She's only there every other week.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're getting off topic. What did you think?
I thought that this had a few problems. Dylan, why don't you go first?
I'd already critiqued it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Vocally, it wasn't a it wasn't great vocally either. I'll just be honest. I don't know that this was a great song choice for you vocally. Although I could tell that it meant something to you and that you were very you felt the song, and that's important too.
Yeah. The beginning before he did the key change was better than when he did the key change.
Yeah, the dreaded key change.
Well, as soon as you slid up into that higher range, it was not as good.
I sort of feel like it was one of those situations where he picked the song and forgot about the key change and then had already gotten halfway through it and it was like, oh no, there's a key change. I have no choice but to do it.
Yeah, and I felt like the timing was off on this, which I think might have been just a mixing thing.
Yeah.
It was a little peaky. It was okay.
Some of the best singers have trouble getting used to the mixing, and a lot of the problems with this song could be fixed when he gets better at mixing.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that didn't do him any favors.
The quality, whatever happened with the mixing and the quality, definitely hindered this a lot. So, yeah.
I have nothing else to say about it. How about you?
Me neither.
All right, we need to have a discussion about who's going on the team, so we will be back.
Okay.